Such a client by above Mishnah Dalat Hamad let a gefen, a mixas Elon Michael. Motu Lohavi Zera Al Takada Moisim. Somebody who uses part of a fruit bearing tree to support a vine. You're allowed to plant underneath the other part of the tree that is not supporting the vine. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, that a fruit bearing tree is chashuv and does not become bottled to the vine. So only underneath the part of the tree that is supporting the vine would you not be allowed to plant other types of produce, but you would be allowed to plant underneath the other part of the tree. But if after you plant underneath the other part of the tree, the vine spread out to that part of the tree, you have to push back the vine to the side of the tree that it was originally, so that the produce that you planted would not become usur, because if the produce that you planted grew 1 out of 200 after the vine spread to that part of the tree, that produce would become usur. It's climate bustle in 200. So therefore, if after the vine spread to that part of the tree, the produce that you planted grew 1 out of 200 from its total growth, it would no longer be bustle, and it would become usur. So you have to push back the vine to the other side before the produce that you planted grows 1 out of 200 of its total growth. Ma'aser shehalach Rabbi Yeshua eitzer Rabbi Yishmael look far as it through the store. So Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael in a place called Kfar Azit, where Ehu Geffen Mudla Amitzus Tena, and he showed him a vine that was being supported on part of a fig tree. Amar lo ma'ani lahavi zera atachat ha'maiser, he asked him, would I be allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the tree that's not supporting the vine? Amar lo mutter, he responded, that would be mutter, like we said. And since it's a fig tree, it's a fruit-bearing tree, you're allowed to plant underneath the part of the tree that's not supporting the vine. He then brought him up from there to a place called Beit HaMignaya. He showed him in Beit HaMignaya a vine that was being supported by part of a beam. And this beam was being supported by the stump of a shikma, a wild fig tree. And there were a number of other beams that were also being supported by the sadan shel shikma. But the geffen was only being supported by one korah, not by the other korahs. Amarlo, tachada korah zu asur, v'ashar mutter. He said the halacha in this case would be that you can't plant other types of produce underneath the beam that is supporting the vine. But you would be allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other beams that are not supporting the vine. As each beam is considered separate from the other beams, so only one beam becomes asur. Underneath the beam that is supporting the vine, you can't plant any other type of produce underneath any part of that beam. But you are allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other beams, since each beam is considered separate. Only the beam that's supporting the vine is also the others are mutter. Sacrifying pair above Mishnah Hay is El Elon Srak. Koshaina Osa Peri. What is in the category of an Elon Srak? Any type of tree that does not produce fruit is considered an Elon Srak. But we said previously that Allah is the vine is being supported by part of an Elon Srak. You can't plant underneath any part of the tree, even underneath the part of the tree that is not supporting the vine. As an Elon Srak is not chashuv and would become bottle to the vine. The Tanakhama teaches us that any tree that does not produce fruit is in the category of an Elon Srak that would become bottle to a vine. Rabbi Meir Aymar call Elon Srak chutzman azayez vadeina. Rabbi Meir said all trees are in the category of an Elon Srak. Even fruit-bearing trees are in the category of an Elon Srak with the exception of an olive or a fig tree. As an olive or a fig tree are very chashuv and will not become bottled to the vine, so therefore if part of the tree is supporting the vine, you can plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the tree. But any other type of tree is not so chashuv, even if it is a fruit-bearing tree, and would become bottled to the vine. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Kol She'en Kamo Notin Sada Shleimos Hareze Elon Srak. Rabbi Yossi said, any type of a tree, even a fruit-bearing tree, that you don't normally plant entire fields from that tree, would be in the category of an Elon Srak. Such a tree would not be considered chashuv and would be bottled to the vine. For the type of tree that you normally plant entire fields from that type of tree, such a tree is considered chashuv and would not be bottled to a vine. That type of tree would not be in the category of an Elon Srak.